Reforming America's Marijuana Prohibition Laws takes education, lobbying, and voting. From Washington, D.C. to your state capitol to your city hall, marijuana law reform involves all levels of civic life. Learn how you can make your impact with elected officials as we take a look at our government at work.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Joining us today for Government at Work, we have a California State Senate candidate. His name is Palmer Cain. Palmer, welcome to the show. Hello, Palmer?
Yes, this is Palmer Cain.
Yes, thank you for being here. Russ Belville here at 420 Radio. How are you today?
Doing well, Russ. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yes, glad to have you here on the show. We got to meet at the Cannabis Cup just this last week, and you discussed your want to be in the California Senate. And first, let's get the details out of the way. Which district, where are you at, where are you running from?
Of course. So I call home Aptos, California, which is in Santa Cruz County. It's on the Central Coast. And the State Senate District is State Senate District 17. So that encompasses Santa Cruz County, Monterey County, Santa Clara County, and all of San Luis Obispo County. And in 2014, I ran for the State Assembly, representing the same area, and had the good fortune to have roughly 40,000 citizens vote for me. So I want to continue that traction in 2016 by running for the State Senate to represent California.
Fantastic. Now, that State Senate district, who is currently serving in that district? And
The current state senator is State Senator Bill Monning. He is the Senate Majority Leader, and he's also a proponent of the recent vaccination bill that I'm sure we've all heard about.
This is the one that would forbid parents in California from using religious or personal exemptions for vaccines. Is that correct?
That's correct. Basically, it would strip parents of their rights and force them to inoculate their children based on the full schedule of, which is at this current stage, 63 different vaccinations within a calendar year.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the seat you're running for is currently held by the Senate Majority Leader. That suggests to me he's a Democrat. Are you running in the Democratic primary? Or are you running as a Republican? How does that work?
No, I am. I have been and will continue to be a Republican because I believe in limited government. I believe in the power of the people over the power of our government. And the people have forgotten, Russ, that they are the power in this country. And I intend to remind them of that.
Yeah, excellent news. Now, this is good. This is great from a political standpoint because meeting you at a Cannabis Cup and hearing that you're a Republican gives me hope that can get more Republicans on board with an issue that I think, the marijuana issue, that I think is such a naturally conservative issue. What are your thoughts on that issue?
Well, personally, I see this issue as threefold. One, it's a private property issue. It's a personal liberty issue. And it is also a veterans issue. Personal liberty from the standpoint of choice. You should have the choice between a pharmaceutical or a traditional medicine format through your provider. It is a property rights issue from the standpoint of the state of California is actively denying property rights, their rights under the law in relation to what they do on their land. And in relation to veterans issues, veterans have done what our country has asked of us without question. And we come home and we do not have access to the medicine that we need to treat our issues because not everyone wants a pharmaceutical answer to their problems. So for me, this is an access issue, Russ, pure and simple.
Well, fantastic. I that's great to hear from you as a candidate for state Senate. And Palmer Cain, if you had your way in the California Senate and could get it through the assembly as well, what sort of legislative fixes would you like to put in for medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana?
Well, I believe the proposition that will be on the ballot in 2016 is a good step in the right direction. I think that whatever the state and the voters agree on as the foundation for this going forward is what should happen. And what I mean by that is if we look at alcohol or tobacco or chewing tobacco and the regulations that are placed upon that currently, there needs to be some level of governmental control in relation to the production, use, and dispensing of the medicine. But if it is a medical cannabis side of the house, then they should not be taxed. If it's a recreational, yes, because this is, it's the same thing as a public good in the public arena. So that's the demarcation line in my mind, politically.
All right. We're speaking with Palmer Cain. He is a candidate for the California State Senate. And Palmer, if folks want to get more information on you, you got a candidate website or Facebook, anything you want to give out?
Yes, most definitely. They can reach me on my website. It's Palmer Cain. I'll spell that out for you. PalmerKain .org is my website. I do also have a personal and a public Facebook page, also under the same name, Palmer Cain. And what I am trying to do is I'm trying to listen to the citizens, their issues, turn around and make it practical and real legislation. Russ, I have experience on the international and the national level politically, from an international affairs standpoint and a conflict resolution standpoint. So what I am looking to do is bring those three things together in the addressing of the citizens' issues in Sacramento. I have led at the local level as a policymaker. I've led overseas in relation to peace negotiations of other countries. And now I want to bring that back home, and I want to serve the people of California. I'm not here to govern. I'm here to serve.
Excellent.
And the basis of that, Russ, is that citizens' participation. You know, the founding fathers knew that our brand of democracy only works if the citizens are engaged. Currently, only 30% of our country votes in any given election. I'm sorry, in any given presidential election. And so what I am trying to do, the main focus of my campaign, is to get the citizens engaged, to activate them, to make them part of the political process again. And I'm a pretty unorthodox kind of guy. I don't care where they come from, because they're all citizens of our great state. So I would encourage your listeners to check me out, like me on Facebook, take control, raise Cain, and make a difference.
All right. Palmer Cain on the line with us here for our Government at Work segment. And I got to tell you, Palmer, when I was driving home from San Francisco, got to go up I-5, up through Northern California, and I crossed over, and I don't know which reservoir it is, but man, you guys are just running out of water. And then I read something in the Washington Post about the rich folks in Rancho Santa Fe saying, we're not equal when it comes to water. By God, we're rich. We can pay for it. We should have all the water we want. How would you approach a situation like the California drought and the attitude of some of these people that they just are free to waste water?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the aqueduct that was built under Pat Brown, you know, has supplied Southern California with all the water it's needed for a very long time. And, you know, that resource is drying up, literally. You know, my time in the Middle East, I lived in the Middle East for 3 years. And, you know, one thing that I saw was these people living in the desert have figured out a way through desalinization and proper water supply usage to fix their water issues. And that is why I am a proponent of desalinization, but not the traditional form where you would build a plant on land. I am a proponent of mobile desalinization, which was created during the Vietnam conflict. The United States military needed water for our troops, and so what they did was they converted old tanker vessels into mobile desal platforms and piped the clean water to shore. And I suggest, and I'm a proponent of, something similar for the state of California. You know, out of all the western states, Russ, California does have the largest supply of water left at our current rates of consumption. But if that changes in any way, shape, or form, we're going to end up like the rest of the western states with 6 months to a year's worth of water left. And please, let's not forget that we provide the nation with 70% of its produce. So if we run out of water, the nation suffers. It's not just us. Yeah, so we need an effective solution. And unfortunately, our leaders in the state government have not, they've been sitting on their hands, Russ. And I'm going to call them on it.
Good for you. All right. Palmer Cain speaking to us from California. He is a California State Senate candidate. And as you move forward into the campaign, this is November 2016 will be the vote. What are your plans during the campaign to get your message out to people? Where can people find you out on the campaign trail to be able to talk to you face to face?
Most definitely. Well, I will be running a full four-county campaign. I will be in all the counties that I listed. I think that the easiest access point would be get a hold of us electronically through either the website or through Facebook to allow or by I will also be door knocking. The last campaign I personally knocked on 10,000 doors in three counties. I want to set the personal goal for myself for this campaign of 40,000 doors in four counties. So I need your help. I need your financial donations. If you can't donate your money, donate your time. Come down and help us. Help us win. Help us change California, because this is my home, Russ, and it's been my home all my life, and I don't want to see it go down the drain. When I was younger, California was the world's fourth largest economy, and we are now eighth in the world. And there is a direct correlation between government regulation and where we're at financially, and that is why I am running to serve the people, and one board at a time, one issue at a time. And so I would encourage your listeners, please come help us change California, because as the old saying goes, as goes California, so goes the nation.
Yes, and let's get that legalization passed in 2016, and hopefully the rest of the nation will follow. We've been speaking with Palmer Cain, a California State Senate candidate, and we're getting some reaction from our live chat room. They say it's nice to hear a Republican who gets what it really means to be a conservative, and you sound too level-headed to be a successful politician. That's a kind of a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
to that comment of being too level-headed for a politician, I have spent my life in the service of my country. When I was in high school, I started volunteering on political campaigns. 13 campaigns later, after my service with the United States Army overseas, I came home and was asked to run. And so I've done that, and I will continue to do that, Russ, because we need veterans. We need good, solid thinking people in government. I have the governmental knowledge. I understand how to make legislation. I understand what it means to sit in a room and compromise, because the reality of the fact is no one gets 100% of what they want, but the ability to get a portion of what they need to serve their citizens is the point. And that is what I am all about.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a Rolling Stones song. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you find you get what you need. Palmer Cain, thanks for joining us here on the show. Encourage people to check out your website and your campaign. It's always good to hear from voices on the left and the right when it comes to marijuana legalization. Seems like more of us are beginning to agree on that. Palmer, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much, Russ. I look forward to being back on your program, and thank you very much to the wonderful listeners of Portland.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Stay tuned, folks. We got more coming up. The Radical Rant is next. Legalization always trumps prohibition. I'll give you a case study on why I'm right. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show. We're back right after these messages.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.